Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
President Ramaphosa wants to turn South Africa into a construction site. This is the key thrust of his new government's plan to boost economic growth. Opening Parliament in Cape Town last evening, Ramaphosa said he had a clear intention of turning our country into a construction site as roads, bridges, houses, schools, hospitals and clinics are built, as broadband fibre is laid and as new power lines are installed. There would also be an emphasis on turning dysfunctional municipalities around by using capable and qualified people and a simplification of regulations on public-private partnerships. Ramaphosa added that growth would be driven through labour-intensive sectors such as services, agriculture, green manufacturing and tourism, and support for small and medium-sized enterprises in townships and rural areas. Summing up the immediate reaction, it all sounds good, sounds business-friendly, but we've heard many of these promises before. This time round, can he and his new team actually deliver? Earlier, the Reserve Bank left interest rates unchanged, but it was a closer decision than expected, with two members of the six-person committee voting in favour of a rate cut. The committee now expects headline consumer price inflation of 4.9% for the year, compared with its previous forecast of 5.1%. Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Ganyaho says that over the next few quarters, headline inflation is expected to dip below 4.5%, mainly because of food and fuel prices. And this outlook, he said, was supported by the stronger rand. A big win for the National Prosecuting Authority in its case against the directors of Gupta-linked Regiments Capital. Three regiments directors, Eric Wood, Magandaran Pillay and Lita Nyonya, are facing various corruption charges, and their personal property worth over R1 billion has been placed under a restraint by the NPA. The Supreme Court of Appeal has just dismissed an appeal against the restraint order by the regiment's team. And Transnet has secured an R18.2 billion loan from the African Development Bank to help its turnaround. It's a 25-year loan and is fully secured by the government. On the markets, both the JSE All-Share and Top 40 closed down just beneath 0.2% last evening. London's FTSE much the same. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 1.3%, the S&P 500, the Nasdaq both down around the 0.8% mark. Tokyo this morning down 0.4%, Hong Kong down 2.2%, Sydney down 1.1%. The US dollar unchanged at 109 to the euro. The rand slightly down, 18.28 to the dollar this morning, 19.91 to the euro, 23.66 to sterling. Gold at 2,429, platinum 969, Bitcoin just under 64,300, and Brent crude oil just under $85 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.